Another senior government minister is being caught up in the citizenship saga. Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg's mother, Erica, was born in Hungary, a country that can confer citizenship by descent. But he says his mother arrived in Australia as a stateless refugee fleeing the Holocaust, and she wasn't a citizen of the country that persecuted her family, and neither is he. He's speaking with political reporter Tom Iggulden.
Well, I'm not a Hungarian citizen. My citizenship is clear. I'm an Australian and an Australian only. I was born in Australia to two Australian citizens with my mother and her family coming to Australia post-war as stateless persons as a result of the Holocaust. And it's absolutely absurd to think that I could involuntarily acquire Hungarian citizenship by rule of a country that rendered my mother stateless.
What is your understanding of what a stateless national is, though? Could it be possible that your mother was declaring herself stateless when she came here to Australia, but could still be regarded as a Hungarian national in Hungary?
My mother came to Australia via a displaced persons camp, like thousands of others who had gone through the horrors of the Holocaust. The Gordian knot with Hungary was broken when she became a stateless person, and that was the end of it. Just think of the proposition that a country that rendered her stateless and hundreds of thousands of Hungarian Jews died in the Holocaust, and then against her will, that same country purports to make her a citizen. That doesn't pass either the rational or the humane test.
I think everyone would have obviously sympathy for that point of view, that she would have no desire at all to be a Hungarian citizen, a citizen of the country that persecuted her. But nonetheless, in the eyes of the law, taking out all of that emotion, could it not be possible that she was in fact at one stage a Hungarian citizen, and that that could confer through descent citizenship on you?
Well, she came to Australia as a stateless person, then she became an Australian citizen, subsequently got married, and I and my sister were born. I have never sought to be a citizen of another country, and neither has anyone sought to do that on my behalf. So the case is very clear, and obviously it's a very sad situation where these sort of allegations are flying around, making absurd propositions that people can be citizens of another country based on their parents coming to Australia as stateless persons.
She was born overseas. Wouldn't that have given you pause to investigate this matter before the Australian newspaper started to make inquiries about this?
I absolutely did. I made my own investigations.
When did you do that?
As soon as this issue became prominent.
And when was that precisely?
This is months ago. And I was satisfied very quickly that I was not a citizen of another country. You see, to become a citizen of Hungary, there's a very extensive process that you need to go through, which involves providing the relevant documentation, putting yourself forward for an interview, none of which I'd ever entertained or undertaken. So not only was my mother not a citizen of Hungary, but the other process, which is required to actively seek this citizenship, was never undertaken by me.
Have you had discussions with anyone else in the government about your citizenship status, and have any concerns been expressed to you by anyone else in the government about the fact that your mother was born overseas?
No, in fact, I've been sent a whole lot of positive messages from colleagues when they've seen the early editions of the Australian headline, because they understand how absurd this situation is.
So just to come back to that question, though, did you discuss this matter of your mother's birth country with anyone else in the government those few months ago when you first began to make inquiries in this area?
This was an issue that I looked into myself, and like all my other colleagues, have satisfied myself that my circumstances as being an Australian citizen, an Australian citizen only, had been fulfilled.
We can, if I can put this as delicately as I can, we have seen other people assert the same thing and eventually be proven wrong in the High Court. Doesn't this augur again toward the idea of an audit and perhaps having someone look at these issues dispassionately?
Well, I think each and every member of the Parliament need to take it upon themselves to do their own investigations of their own circumstances. I note that that's a line that Bill Shorten's been running for some time with the Labor Party, and I'm very satisfied that colleagues are doing that diligently, and if they see any issues that need to be aired publicly, we'll do so.
The Australian's also reporting that you have hired a consultant in Budapest to investigate this matter further. Is that? Can you confirm that?
Well, look, I did seek some advice, and obviously I'm very comfortable with that advice. I've also contacted the embassy here, and I was very comforted by my conversations with them.
So is that consultant in Budapest, are they finished their work, or is this still ongoing, their investigation?
Well, I think this matter is now clearly resolved. My mother came to Australia as a stateless person. She never sought Hungarian citizenship, neither have I. And I think people would expect that such a proposition to the contrary is absurd.
Have you nonetheless sought official confirmation from the Hungarian government that your mother was not a Hungarian citizen?
Look, I'm very comfortable with the advice that I have sought, and obviously I'm very comfortable with my position that I'm an Australian citizen only, this revelation about my mother coming to Australia as stateless and the media attention that has received only reinforces that point.
Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg speaking with Tom Eagledon. Liberal backbencher Kevin Andrews has repeated his calls for an audit of politicians' citizenship, and he says Mr. Frydenberg's situation is unclear.
Well, we don't know, and that's the problem here, that it seems like every other day another case arises. We had Senator Parry recently. I saw there's some questions in the media about Senator O'Neill. We've now got Mr. Frydenberg. We need to cut through this because, as a matter of principle, members of Parliament should uphold the Constitution. If we don't, how can we expect Australians to respect it?
Liberal backbencher Kevin Andrews speaking on News Breakfast.